Well, about half of the country's junior doctors just a few moments ago have walked off the job. Every aspect of the hospital system is likely to be affected by the 25-hour strike before the roughly 2,500 doctors return to work at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, most were due for a pay rise of around 20% in their latest contract, but said they were taking action to support a smaller group of around 300 doctors in line for a pay cut. Resident Doctors Association senior advocate Melissa Dobbin says those on strike work right across the country, those who are on strike will usually work right across the country and in every specialty. She joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a big deal, as you say, right across the country and in every specialty. Why has it come to this?
There's two main issues that are preventing a deal being done, a settlement being reached. The first is, as you mentioned, whilst a number of our members, or most of our members, were going to be getting a pay increase, there's a considerable number who would not be getting a pay increase, or 300, and they're in shortage specialties. So radiation oncology, which we know is an area where we need more, psychiatry, again, a shortage area, public health, and also our future GP trainees, so those trainees who are entering into general practice training, and we know that general practice is an area of concern right across the country. So that's the main issue, that our members who are going to get a pay increase just say it's not fair that some of their colleagues aren't. The second issue that is preventing this deal being done is parity. There is another union for doctors who have reached a settlement with Te Whatu Ora, but they were offered more than we are being, and so doctors working alongside one another doing the same work but being paid less, and that's not fair either. So our members are just saying, this isn't right, this isn't fair.
Mediation was going on right through until yesterday morning. How close did you get, or did you make any progress?
Because Te Whatu Ora had come to the table with a fixed financial parameters, and they are unwilling and have not changed those parameters since the bargaining commenced, it's very difficult to make progress. And in order to make that progress, those parameters need to move. So until that happens, it looks unlikely that we will be able to get a settlement here.
So does Te Whatu Ora have the extra money, or do they need to wait to the budget?
That's a good question. I would think that, this is such a vital workforce that the money needs to be found, and it has to be found sooner rather than later. This is, we're in a workforce crisis here. We're 500 doctors short, 500 resident doctors, and 600 SMOs short. That's our senior colleagues. So this isn't a workforce that can be put on hold, if that makes sense.
What about the patients? We're hearing the Christchurch Hospital at least is having to postpone treatments.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that doctors, we don't enter into strike action lightly. We don't like leaving our patients not being able to have appointments that have been made. But this is the future that we're planning for here. And, okay, it's going to be, tough now, but in the long term, this is what needs to happen.
And another strike planned next week at this stage?
Yes, 16th and 17th of May. So that's Thursday, Friday of next week. And we are balloting on further action by our members.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was a Resident Doctors Association senior advocate, Melissa Dobbin.